Day.
Yay.
Happy brunch day, Sarah Tenenbein.
Happy brunch day, Rachel G. King.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
That's a lie. We're not good.
No, we're not.
We've not had a great week.
No.
It's ironic that it is during one of the weeks when the GOP is trying to tear apart healthcare.
Are we starting with gross?
Well, no, this wasn't my gross.
Oh, well.
But I'm just saying, we'll get to our gross.
Yeah.
But you're right. I'm jumping ahead of myself. There's so much gross, though, this week.
I know. Well, okay. So we would be remiss if we didn't at least mention the healthcare bill.
Yes.
They call it repeal and replace. You know what it was? It was, let's fuck up the insurance market.
Well, this was the skinny repeal.
Right.
The 11th. Attempt
right where basically all they would
destroy Obamacare
is destroy two pieces of it that would make the insurance markets like
right
go
crumble
down.
They're like, oh, it's just these two little things, but it's the two most important things that are holding
everything
together
for people in the individual
right
market.
Oh, and 16 million people would instantaneously lose their
coverage.
Insurance.
Yeah.
Never mind the millions more once the market crumbles.
Listen, Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, it's not perfect.
No, but
it's a Band-Aid on a failing system.
You know why it's not perfect, though? Because he wanted universal health care and GOP wouldn't let it happen.
I know.
That's why it's not perfect.
But you know what's amazing now? Now, like, it's a classic example of, like, once you give something to people, you can't take it back.
I know,
once
thank
you
God.
Offer coverage for pre-existing conditions, they're like, oh, wow, yeah, that would be pretty inhumane to take it away.
You would think that, but that's not what they're
here's
still
so
trying
amazing.
To take it away.
So I hate that I'm so involved in politics.
I know,
now.
Me too.
I hate that I follow it. It's very annoying.
Remember when we were like, we're not going to talk about politics?
Oops.
I actually think we do a pretty good job of not getting in the weeds.
Yeah, I know.
And we're not getting in the weeds right now. We just have a couple angry things
so,
to say.
So first off, there are 21 women in the Senate.
There
16
are.
Of them are Democrat.
Right.
So,
why are 21 not Democrats is our question. But
what I want to know is, so there were those two female senators, Susan Collins from Maine.
Yes.
And what, how do you pronounce her last name?
I
Lisa
don't know.
Murkowski, something
yes,
like
that.
Yes, that
sounds right. From Alaska.
From Alaska, who voted against it. So
and
a
respect,
couple of things.
Respect for
great.
That.
But
absolutely.
It's just like, everyone's like, oh, they and John McCain, they were so rogue. And I'm just like, but they did.
No, they're the
like
three
a
sane
decent,
people.
They did what like a decent human being would do.
Yeah.
And
I told you,
like,
I
sentence
just
people to
it kind of drives me crazy that everyone is heralding, you know, them as heroes, which yes, thank God that they did what they did. But it was basic human decency.
I know.
And you said, if you care to share.
Wait, what did I say?
It's that it's kind of like when a guy
he wants like a fucking medal for taking out the trash
without
and
being
like,
asked
and
nagged
like,
or
walking
something
the
like
dogs
that.
Or something like that.
Not that you were speaking from
not you current boyfriend.
No, not current boyfriend.
By the way, current boyfriend
does
walk
that?
The dogs,
he does.
Took out the trash and did the dishes while I was getting ready for our date.
You texted me about it.
And I was just like, who is this?
Which is just shows how low our bar has come
our
for like being impressed.
Are so low.
But anyway, thank God the three of them did what they did.
Yeah. And then there's the classic, like, of course, John McCain's getting all the credit when the other two women. It's
well,
like
also,
they prepared.
He had voted yes on the to agree to debate it at all.
So I think one of two things happened. So either he did it and then he got such horrible backlash that he was the one he decided to swoop in and be the hero, blah, blah, blah. Or there's a part, and this is the like small, dying, optimistic, hopeful part of me that was like, maybe there was more strategery involved here where he got it to the floor because he knew that he was not going to vote for it.
But then why? What's the point of getting it to the
floor? To kill it outright.
As opposed
now
to...
Now it's dead.
But it would have been dead if he'd voted no right then.
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe McConnell would have tried to bring something else to the floor.
I mean, he still might.
Yeah.
They're saying they're done.
For now.
I don't think so. I've heard that so many times in the last few weeks that it was dead and then it wasn't. So I'm sorry. I don't buy it for one freaking second.
All right. I'm done with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What are you watching this week?
Okay. So there's a new Netflix show with a zillion people that I love.
Yeah.
Except for Colby Smulders. Is that her name?
Oh.
She's the only one I don't like.
Well, she has a really thick Canadian accent, so I find it really
hard. I don't mind that. Okay. I love Canadians.
I do, too. I just find it hard to see her as an American when her Canadian accent is so obvious.
No, I just hate her face. And the way she seems so snooty about everything. She just comes off as super pretentious.
Listen,
throughout
as someone
all
with
of How I Met Your Mother.
Resting bitch face. I don't
it's
know.
Not that though. It's more of that.
Yeah.
It's I don't know how to explain it.
But maybe you're supposed to hate her. Maybe that's the idea.
This isn't everything she's ever done.
Yeah. Okay, fair.
It's across the board.
Yeah.
She just comes across as, and I'm not saying as a person.
Right.
I don't know her as a person. She might be lovely as a
on
person.
On screen, you're not
on
a fan.
On screen, not
I
a
see.
Fan.
I see. So you're talking about obviously friends from college.
I am. And so that was my one negative, because all these critics are saying how bad it is and that it's a complete flop and a humiliation and signaling how far Netflix has fallen. I and all of the people who I trust the taste of television absolutely love it. I know you don't, because it makes you uncomfortable.
No, it's not that. I don't think it was very good.
Oh, it was incredible. I love it. Everyone I know.
I can agree to disagree. I just thought it should have been so much funnier than it was.
I thought it was
there
so
were moments,
funny.
And I will
so
say,
good.
Fred Savage, I want to watch him all the time in everything.
Yeah, Fred Savage is like an adorable gay man. Super into it. Also, the episode when they were on tons of drugs together, hilarious.
So I haven't finished it all.
Oh, that's fine.
I will.
No, if you don't like it, don't watch it. But yeah. I just, for anyone out there who's just like listening to the critics, go watch it with an open mind and decide for yourself.
Listen, do I think it's the downfall of Netflix? No,
that was so extreme.
That's very
also,
extreme.
They've had way worse stuff come out.
Way worse.
So I take issue with that alone.
No, like I had such high expectations for it, and they were
given
not
the cast. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. I loved it. It was a really quick one too. Like I binged it in a day and a half and was like, great. That was fun. Also, side note, Wet Hot American Summer is coming back.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. And like soon, like next week.
Oh.
And Bradley Cooper is not returning. So guess who they have replaced him with?
I don't know, Rachel.
One Adam Scott is going to be playing across from my beloved Amy Poehler. And
oh
it couldn't
God.
Be more perfect.
You're so happy.
I'm so happy.
Yeah.
Sidebar. Anyway, what are you watching?
So this season of Younger is killing it.
I'm not sure. I'm watching season three. Okay, yes. Then I'm not quite finished or
so
up to date.
So it's the one that's on TV right now. So it's on TV land.
Okay. I'm watching on Hulu.
So Hulu has the first two seasons or the first
three. Okay, then I'm watching season two.
Whatever it is. You're one season behind
One season behind.
So I'm watching the current season.
And it gets even better.
It is.
This
they are
is
just
great news. Because season two was leaps
great.
And bounds above season one.
Yes, and it's even better
oh
now.
My God.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
I'm
like,
really
you know
into
how,
this.
And it's Darren Star who did Sex and the City.
Yeah.
And you know how Sex and the City got really good, like season three and four, I think were the
One
peak.
Was terrible.
One was bad.
Yeah.
But I feel like Younger has really hit its stride.
Ugh,
and it's
that
it,
makes me so
happy. It's
something
happy. That should be so terrible. And it's not.
Yeah.
It's delightful.
It's the most
it's
ridiculous
endearing.
Premise.
It makes me like it makes me OK with watching Hilary Duff in something, which is huge. Like she's not.
No,
she's fine.
Fine.
Yeah,
she's fine.
Yeah.
But she's actually good in this.
They bring
she's
in Michael Urie.
And
so he was an Ugly Betty. He was the gay guy in
Ugly
Betty.
Oh, I didn't
Betty.
Watch Ugly Betty.
Okay. He's delightful.
But just based on that description alone,
he's
I already
like
feel
a more
endeared towards
a
him.
A more theaterish, more attractive Billy Eichner.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Are you overselling this? Because that's a big statement.
I think had you watched him in Ugly Betty, you would agree with me.
All right.
Yeah. So he's really fabulous.
Well,
and, and it's just
wonderful.
All
to
of
know.
It is just so funny.
Aww.
And they have... like they'll have little episodes and characters that are very relevant to like what's going on. So like they had, you know, they work in a publishing house and they had one episode where, you know, the KonMari Japanese like, you know, decluttering
Declutter,
method.
Yeah.
So they had like a version of that. It's just it's all very
because
relevant.
Because they've been doing that like they have. What is the George R. R. Martin spinoff?
Oh, they I know. I forgot.
It's
but
like
they have
Greg
a version
L.L.
Cool J.
Yeah, it's really, really close.
No, I know. But it's so good.
It's so good.
And it's just
it's wonderful.
Such suspense of belief.
Yeah.
But there's just something about, and the premise of the show, for those who haven't watched it, is like a woman is divorced. She wants to get back into the, she's 40 and she wants to get back into the working world, but no one will hire her.
Right.
And so she figures out a way to pass herself off as like 25 or 26.
26. Which,
listen, by the way.
No. She's beautiful.
Sutton Foster looks amazing.
I would buy 32.
I would buy 32.
I would not buy 26. But she does look incredible.
Yeah.
And it's fine. Yeah. It's listen, we're not
going
for realism here. Yeah.
That, but there's just something about being able to start your life over no matter what. It's amazing.
It's really good. It's
so,
really well done. And
I
her roommate is my favorite character in
Debbie
the whole
Mazar.
Show. Oh, my God.
There's a lot of
Queen.
Really good characters.
Yeah.
Her boss also.
So hot.
Well, there's the guy, but also the woman she works
for. Oh, yes. She's a wonderful actress.
I know.
Also pretty hot.
I know.
I'm not into it, but also super hot.
It's true.
Her lipstick is always so on point.
I know.
Do you remember the episode when they tried to get her to dress more chic?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I'll say. I don't want to ruin anything. Yes. But yeah, if you're not watching Younger, the first two seasons are on Hulu. It's such a guilty pleasure.
It's like 20 minutes
an
episode.
Even the first season was fun.
It was great.
But it gets so much better.
In season three, it's great.
I'm very excited.
Yeah. All right. What are you wearing this week?
I am officially the oldest. I'm like officially crossed over into Golden Girl Dog Lady Land.
Let's talk about
it. I bought a dog walking fanny pack.
Which, by the way, very optimized.
Oh, yeah. So it holds my phone. This is why I did it. Yeah. So in the winter when I'm walking, I have a hoodie.
Yeah.
And so I just slip pockets. Whatever. I have pockets. Right. Mm-hmm. Now I'm walking in like a valley dress because it's been 80s. It's I got
so
no
hot.
Pockets.
Yeah.
If I'm wearing a bra, I can sometimes tuck my phone into my bra, but then it's getting sweaty and I'm like, that's gross.
It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing. And also I'm trying to be a better dog mom in general, which means having treats with me when we go on walks.
Oh, so you could do like training.
Yeah,
stuff?
Training and like distract him if there's a dog that he's barking at or skateboard or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just good to have. So now I've got this and I can put my keys in it and I can put my purse in it.
Probably
I mean,
really
my purse, my phone and like money if I need it. I don't need money when I'm dog walking.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's got all my stuff. It's very practical, Sarah.
Oh, I really like it.
It's just like a pocket that goes around my waist. It's a fanny pack.
So it, but it's only like one step away from a crossbody bag, which I love. Like a little crossbody.
I looked at some crossbody options.
Listen, a fanny pack is better.
Yeah. Well, this one, so it does have a strap and I could wear it like that, but I like it better just around the waist. It's more efficient.
Aw.
I know.
I like it.
I'm gone full whole hog.
It's totally fine.
I know. Yeah. What are you watching? Wearing. Where
so,
I'm wearing.
I just splurged.
Ooh.
So there's a fit of J brand jeans. So I do believe in good jeans.
Yeah. We've discussed. Yeah. Worth the value.
It's worth the value. They
you wear
last
them like
longer.
Every day.
You wear them every day. And so I had been really, really wanting a pair of like really good black jeans because then I could wear them in a business setting and it looks like black pants and they're not quite leggings and you can make it work. And it's just, I like it. You know,
they
you
transfer tonight very
they
nicely.
They transfer tonight. You can wear them with anything. And it's basically so you can feel like you're wearing jeans, but it doesn't look like you're wearing jeans.
We're so channeling
like
Stacey and Clinton right now.
It's like pajama jeans.
No, it's not.
I know.
It's not the same thing. But,
but
I would
anyway,
try those for the
so
record.
So J-Brand has a Maria high rise. You know, I love a high rise.
You do. I do.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love a high rise? Listen, very flattering.
Yeah. And they're very slim fitting. They pick your butt up. And I tried to go to like Express and Gap.
Here's
and
the thing.
Just,
even if I find a pair from Express or Gap that I like,
they don't
within
last.
3 months, they are saggy
My
or
last
stretched
pair
out.
From Express got totally stretched out. And I've had pairs from J-Brand for years. It hurts a little bit. When you make that
first one, you have to remember it's
and
spread
these are
over
type,
3 years.
Correct. And these are the type that this particular color and this particular cut, it just doesn't go on sale. Because normally I'll go to like Saks Off Fifth online.
Is it still on sale? Because I might want one.
No, they are not on sale.
Oh,
I bought them retail,
you just did it anyway.
Which I never do.
I see.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I just assumed that you got a deal.
Yeah. Always usually.
Yeah.
Always usually. That sounds right. Anyway, what are you eating this week?
Ugh, nothing.
Aww.
Okay, so if you're
let's talk about this.
The Facebook group, and you should be, shepodchatroom.com will take you to your people.
Mm-hmm.
You know that I got my wisdom teeth out this week, and it was fine. It was not as bad as I thought it was going to be. I like took all the drugs the morning of and then walked over, and I don't remember a lot. I remember like arguing with the receptionist that I was supposed to pay her.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, there's nothing. Because I didn't remember. I set up monthly installments, so they automatically go. But I was thinking I would need to pay her my second. Anyway, so I'm like trying to give her money. And she's like, no money. And then because the stuff I had taken was already starting to work, clearly. So then I get into the chair and I'm so scared. He's already given me, they like put a tab under your tongue. It's supposed to make you fall asleep. Yeah. Didn't.
Yeah.
He tried another one.
You had like adrenaline going.
Yeah.
Keeping you awake.
Because I was terrified.
Yeah.
So he tried another. And also I was under the impression that they were going to put me like under.
Yeah. No, they don't.
And
do
he's
that.
Like, no, that would, you'd be in a hospital. But this was not the state of mind for me to be having that discussion.
Right.
So it was just like not computing, making me very upset.
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, we don't, maybe we don't want to do this today. And I've now gone through an entire week of like stress, terrible, terrible stress, you know, preparing for this and like freaking out. I'm like, no, we're doing it. So he puts a third one under my tongue. And finally, that must have worked because the next thing I knew, you and I were in my house.
Aww.
So I don't know. I hope they also called to check up on me. And told me I didn't say anything too weird. So that's good.
You didn't. You were okay. Just like a more extreme version of yourself.
I kind of wish I had a video.
I should have. You know what? I'm sorry. Like there was one point like you were so upset that they did not give you gauze.
Okay. Should they not have given me gauze?
They should have given
though?
You gauze, but you were definitely fixating on the fact that you had no gauze. And she's like, you can really use tissues or toilet paper. It doesn't really matter.
No, that's
and
not, you're that's
like,
shreds.
And you're like, it's going to dissolve. I'm
Wait,
not
did I call her?
No.
To ask about it?
No,
okay,
but
good.
You did go through all of your drawers looking for things that yeah. might resemble gauze. And like, I don't know, you were like staring at Zyrtec for a while. It was sure. great. It was fantastic.
By the way, there was an entire package of cotton browns, which are very firm and yeah. perfect. Which are basically
That's
gauze.
Awesome.
I found
very
them many
absorbent.
Hours later.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. But I found them. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for being yeah. my golden girl
oh,
and picking
you're welcome.
Me up and walking me home.
That's all part of the, it's part of the gig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I insisted on walking you to your car.
Yes.
And I do, I have a flash of you being like, please hold the railing.
I know.
Because I was
really,
definitely almost
on
falling.
The way up on the first time, you tripped several times. Yeah. And I'm like, please just hold.
And then you walked me back inside.
I did.
So friendship.
Because I, how could I have left
I
you there?
No, I don't know why. I was like in bed. I was like tucked onto the couch.
I know.
And then
and you're like, I need to walk you to your, well, because I was going to go grab the parking pass and give it back to you. But you're oh. like, oh, I'm going to go with you. And then I was see. Like, all right, I'll walk you back with the parking
okay.
pass.
Well, I'm sorry.
It's totally fine.
But we made it through.
We did.
But moral of the story is I've been eating soup and ice cream and other mushy things.
Yum.
But I had multiple friends come over that day and everyone brought me pudding or ice cream in some form. So I love you guys.
Yeah.
All of you.
Amazing.
Vanessa came and like took care of Butters and
yeah.
hung for a bit.
Nice.
Yeah. And then the next day I was more swollen, which sucked, but the drugs are good.
Yeah.
I had the best yoga class of my life.
Because you were on drugs.
Tylenol plus codeine.
Plus yoga.
Plus yoga.
Very relaxing.
I know. My friend was like, you should make a business out of this. I'm like, yeah, if codeine was legal, that
yeah.
would be great.
Great.
I've never been so relaxed and flexible. I'm like, Crow, I got this.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. Well, because you don't like feel the resistance.
I could feel nothing.
Yeah.
It was great. It was incredible. Then the next day I did spin. That was a bad idea.
Yeah.
I regret that decision.
Yeah.
I was very dizzy and possibly could have passed out. And
yeah.
I shouldn't have done it.
Well, live and learn.
It's over now.
It is.
I made it.
It must have been love.
Yep.
Yep.
What are you eating?
So it's Dine LA this week, which is LA's version
of
restaurant
week.
Yeah.
Wisdom teeth week.
And so there's a place in the Valley, believe it or not, called Laurel Point.
Okay.
It is basically like a fancy seafood place like Connie and Ted's.
Mm.
And their cocktails
Ooh.
Out of this world.
I'll have to tell
yeah.
Eduardo about that because he just
They're
moved to the
so...
Valley and he's looking
oh, he
for
did.
Good spots.
Yeah. So they have a
Eat
happy
spots.
Hour, which is,
okay.
I'm sure, amazing.
Cool.
But I had a Chupino, which is that San Francisco fish
oh, yeah,
stew.
Yeah.
Oysters, which I know are not your thing, but totally my thing.
Not
but the
my
cocktail,
thing.
It was blackberry, habanero,
oh, my God.
And mezcal. And it was
mezcal is my favorite right
it
now.
It was, and I told them to make it less sweet for me. It yeah. was one of the best cocktails I've ever had.
It has blackberries in it. Why would you put more sugar? I don't understand why
well,
people do this.
What's so great about them too is that all of their fruit juices are fresh.
Yeah, so just that's all you need.
I know.
Well,
I know.
I'm glad that you
man,
fixed it.
It was delicious.
It sounds so good.
So good. So that's what I'm eating.
I am making wine spritzers tonight with a pomegranate hibiscus soda.
Oh.
And I'm pretty excited about it. TBD, but I don't know how this could go wrong.
No, there's nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing bad about that.
What are you?
I think we did it.
We did it.
Yeah.
So we're at Gross, which
we're
I already
gross.
Got into a little bit.
Yeah. But before we get into Gross, we should take a pause and thank our sponsor for this
we
episode.
Should. Oh, my
yeah.
God. We should. Wait, I need to get the thinger so I can see it.
I'll get it. Hold on.
Yes. Okay. So when the AirPods came out,
yeah.
I was super angry
yeah.
that they took the headphone jack out of the phone.
Yeah.
And I had to upgrade because
yeah.
my phone was really old.
I'm holding on to my 6 for
I
as
know.
Long
I
as,
debated
yeah.
getting a 6, but then it had so much more battery life. They said, which is not really true.
I actually just had the battery replaced in my 6.
I know.
Like
I should have just done
yeah.
that. But whatever. I was like, I have to get used to it anyway. I
yeah.
might as well just bite the bullet and
yeah.
do it now. And it's awful.
Yeah.
It's truly awful.
We were on a road trip
yeah.
on the way.
Right.
And
my Hawks cable stopped working, or the piece, the adapter stopped working.
The adapter that turns your charge port into headphones
stopped working.
And so we didn't have music in the car.
It was terrible. Thank God you, it did still work with your phone.
Yes.
But that's, it's so annoying. Yes. I cannot tell you. And so I considered getting the AirPods.
Right.
But they're like $250.
Also, don't they fall out of your ear? And
I assume so, because their regular headphones do not fit well in my ear.
Yeah,
mine
fall out all the time. Yeah.
So everyone says that you don't lose them, but I would definitely lose them immediately. Yeah. So cut to Sarah and I get an email a couple months ago.
From Studio.
So see what they did there?
Fancy headphone company. I know. I see what they did.
And they have what is their own more beautiful and better fitted Bluetooth version of a wireless in-ear headphone.
Yes. So they're white and rose gold, which is quite cute.
They have other colors, but we like the rose.
And they're not like floating in your ears. There's actually a wire that connects one to the other. So if one falls out, which by the way, I've not had a problem with, but if one falls out,
they're not going anywhere. It's like mittens on a string.
That's exactly right. Which,
and
you know,
I appreciate
what?
It.
We need
love
it.
Mittens on a string.
I know.
And you and I, we're that kind of person.
Yeah.
We need it. Put it on a string for me.
But what's good about these is so I don't really love, you know, getting the latest technology all the time. I'm like, oh, why would I need these? Because I already have something that plugs in. But what's nice about these is that it sort of has enabled me to do things that I can't do with my other headphones. Mm-hmm. So like I, for example, put my phone in the other room and I'll do dishes with these in my ears and I can hear everything perfectly if I want to listen to a podcast.
Oh,
or
that's
interesting. Blow dry my hair and listen to something on
you
this
without
having
it to be connected.
You know
what? That's so funny, because I'm always listening to podcasts and then
you can't hear it very well.
Hear it. So
once they're in your ear.
So I stop and I put music on during hair blow dry time, but it makes me sad because I am like in the middle of a story.
Yeah.
Now I don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah. No, I know.
So Sarah's been testing these out.
Yeah. They're called the Vasa Blah.
Yeah.
And
is the version
great.
That we got.
Yeah. I'm a super fan.
And
so,
I love this that they have all different sizes of the
little ears.
The earpieces.
Yeah.
So that you can get the one that fits you best.
You could customize it. Yeah. The only thing I will say that's annoying, which is true of all wireless headphones, you have to charge them.
Yeah.
They hold a charge for about 7 to 8 hours.
I think that's not bad.
Also,
there's
a mic and I have done conference calls on them, which is really
great.
Nice.
Okay. I was gonna ask about that.
Yeah.
But I think the benefits, it sounds like, far outweigh.
Yeah.
That one thing that
and
also, like I said, I already have to charge everything.
Yeah.
So what's the difference?
So
I'm pretty excited about
that.
Thanks,
guys.
Yeah.
For
sponsoring
so much. This episode of the SheePod.
And we should ask them if they want to do a discount code. We could put in the Facebook group.
We'll put a link to the
to the ones that we got.
Yeah.
That we like.
Anyway.
Moving on.
Let's
get gross. So I feel like I already did, but I just want to reshare. I think I put it in this week's gross, but I just want to tell the story because it is one of the grossest things I've ever heard. So my dentist receptionist called to check in on me, which is very sweet.
Yeah.
A couple days later. And she's like, how are you feeling? Da-da-da. I'm like, oh, you know, not too bad. Still a little bloody.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, what do you mean? I'm like, well, like if I spit, you know, there'll still be some blood in it, but it's not like bad. Sorry for anyone who's squeamish. I'll make this quick. And she goes, oh no, don't spit. I was like, what? Like, she told me not to brush back there, obviously not to drink through a straw,
right?
Because the suction can, you know, irritate. She's like, yeah, don't spit. You have to if there's any, you know, water or blood builds up, let it roll slowly out of your mouth.
Yeah,
like
it's drool.
Limply, just let it drool out of your mouth. So
you have to do it like over a sink or in a tissue or something. It's horrible.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Fortunately, it had already basically stopped by that point. So I haven't really suffered through this.
You're
much.
Only a few days out right now, by the way.
Yeah.
And you seem to be doing
well. I also
okay.
only did one half.
Yeah.
Everyone else is like, oh, that's funny. I got mine out 10 years ago. Like, yeah, they told me to do it 10 years ago. I just refused. And I kept moving.
I was
so
insane.
Every dentist would be like, you need to do it. You need to do it. And then I'd move.
You know,
be like,
I did
oh, sorry.
I did it when I was 30, right before I moved to LA, when I still had insurance. So I didn't
pay for
it. Oh, that's
smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I paid for this out of pocket because self-insured people don't get dental insurance. It's a hoax. We've talked about this before.
It makes no sense. Yeah.
Yep, it doesn't cover anything that you would actually need.
Yeah.
So, that's been super fun.
Just let it roll out.
Just let it roll out. I think that's our title.
Yeah.
Just let it slowly roll out of your mouth. Oh.
Gross.
What's grossing you out?
So related to healthcare, I am in UTI hell.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
So last weekend, I woke up. I usually go to bed. I sleep it's pretty deep because, you know, when I'm tired, I fall asleep. I can't stay asleep, but falling asleep, you know.
Same. Great. I fall asleep very well.
Yeah.
Wake up at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I went to sleep at like 11. At 12:30, I woke up and I'm like, what is wrong with me? Something's going on. I don't feel well. And I went to go pee. And I almost.
Shards of glass.
I almost screamed. It's like you're peeing out shards of glass. And I was peeing blood. Sorry if you're squeamish.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Well, it is the gross section.
It
You've
is.
Been warned.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
Ugh.
So One Medical saves my ass every
time. Best.
They're basically a concierge medical service. And every time I think, oh, maybe this isn't worth paying the $200 a year. And then you literally log in.
Is it $200 now?
Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
And literally you log into the app and you say, I have a UTI, and they call in your
prescription. You don't even have to go in. Because what? You know what? Like, we're 30-something.
Listen,
I know what it feels like.
So they put me on the mild antibiotic for 5 days. It has not worked. And I'm now on Cipro.
Yeah.
Which.
The top guns.
The nausea is.
I know. I'm so sorry.
It's palpable.
But the pain meds have worked. So at least that's not
as
much of an issue.
Yeah. But, oh, my God. And
how's your pee? Is it bright orange?
Yes.
Yeah,
it
sure
is. In fact, and it's one of those things where, like, I do everything right. I pee immediately after sex. I drink lots of water.
Wiping front to back.
I wipe front to back. I do everything that you're supposed to
now
do.
Now you're doing the azo supplements, too, because those are helpful.
Oh, the supplements.
Yeah.
They are
helpful.
They have,
like, a vitamin that's just concentrated cranberry.
Oh.
Can't hurt.
I know.
Just add one more thing.
Add it to the list.
I know.
Just add it to the list of
being a freaking
and
woman.
And between this and my tummy troubles, I was saying to my boyfriend, like, I promise, a year ago before I met you, I was a healthy person. I did not have issues in every fucking organ of my body.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Is it, though?
No.
Let's just have our health care taken away.
Yeah.
And then, you know, what's
the
point?
By the way, anytime something happens to me because of my vagina, I get really mad at male government officials who think they understand what we need.
I don't think they think they understand. I think they
don't
even care at all.
They just don't.
They just don't.
Yeah. As long as they get their Viagra.
Let's get 90s because this is depressing.
All right. What are we talking about?
Wait.
Man.
Oh.
I feel like
a woman. Let's go, girls.
I loved her.
I saw it was like one of, you know, Betches or one of those Instagram accounts the other day, actually. And it was like,
obviously we're talking about Shania Twain.
Obviously we're talking about Shania Twain. And it was like, if you hear "Let's go, girls," and your heart does not start screaming, you are dead to me, or something like that. It was worded much better. But yes, if you're in the club and you hear like "Let's go, girl," you better get up off your ass.
She was one of the first acts to bring country to the pop realm.
Absolutely, myself included. I thought I hated
country music,
and then one of my besties in college, Landon, shout out, had moved to Massachusetts from Texas.
Oh,
so I might not have been the only one that he did this for, but he created a mixtape for me of Tim, Garth, and Shania.
Shania's
their
great.
Best hits.
Yeah.
And that did it, man.
Yeah.
I still wear the red fern. That's one of my favorite books from fourth grade. Where the Green Grass Grows is one of my favorite songs to this day.
Yeah.
But yeah, Shania, I mean, are you kidding
and
me?
And also, I love that she was like from the middle of nowhere, Canada.
Yeah.
She's just like,
Canada.
I wanted to.
Country Canada.
I know. Why not?
I'm so into. Why not?
Yeah.
I'm absolutely. Love it. And like throughout her life too.
And
she's
always
like,
just
been
like
a strong woman.
Yeah. And like that whole thing that
the
went
Lance
down with her husband.
Thing. Wait.
So she was married to her producer, Mutt Lange.
Okay.
So and they were responsible for writing and producing like some of her best hits together.
Yeah.
So anyway, they lived in a castle in like Switzerland or something like that.
Sounds amazing.
As one would.
As one does. Yeah.
Right. And so he started an affair with her best friend. And so they ended up breaking up both of their marriages. And craziness, she ended up marrying the ex-husband of the best friend. And the thing that was so just like...
Well, who else could relate to her, really?
Exactly. But the two of them, she and the new husband, were way more attractive than their spouses. He's like hot.
They probably were like, thank you.
I know.
Because we knew it should be like this all along.
They definitely traded up.
They traded up, but maybe they finagled it some
way.
Maybe they
like
got them drunk and
but
shut
like, the
them
whole
in a
time,
cabin
she's
together.
She's so stunningly beautiful.
She is.
And her first husband was like, eh?
Yeah.
Him?
Heck.
And so, but now it's like a hot French dude.
Ugh.
And they got married on the beach in Puerto Rico.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Trading up.
I love it.
You know what? That makes me love her even more.
I know.
She's like, fine.
Pain.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be over here.
Done.
With this piece. Good stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, where can the people find you?
I am at Rachel G. King on the Instas. And also this week.
Did you snap?
No, okay. I don't snap.
Please.
I'm over it.
Yeah.
Too old. But this week, because I had a lot of downtime on my hands and a lot of drugs in my system, I started creating musical Instagram stories where I just take a snapshot. Well, so it'll be like a slow 15-second zoom in video on Butters set to music of my choosing. Right. However I'm feeling that day.
Right.
And I'm kind of into it. I feel like everyone else probably hates it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to keep doing it until.
I like Instagram stories. I find them very entertaining.
I find some people's entertaining.
Right.
I wish I could. I wish it would learn which ones to show me first, yeah, rather than doing it by most recent.
Yeah.
I want to see like the 15 people that I always look at.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah. They'll probably do that eventually.
Oh, for sure.
Get on it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Facebook owns them. They'll totally start hiding things.
Right?
Yeah.
But yeah, at Rachel G. King. And where are you on the interwebs?
I am at Sarah Tenenbein on Twitter and Instagram. And if you enjoy us on the SheePod, please follow us on Twitter, go to shepod.com, subscribe to our newsletter, come join your people in the SheePod AOL chat room. That is
where you want to be.
That is our Facebook group where we, all of our golden girls and gays and guys, and we share 90s nostalgia and everything great every week. It's my
favorite.
Even
if you don't
place.
Like Facebook, the one thing I keep hearing from everyone is it's the only thing on Facebook that I truly love.
Yeah.
Myself included.
So. Absolutely. I kind of don't post regularly anymore.
Nah. Very I just rare. Post in there.
Yeah.
Those are my people.
Yeah. You guys are my friends.
Yep.
I said to Brandy, who's one of your friends, Susan, I know.
I can't. I'm going to see her in 3 weeks.
I am so jealous.
I'm so excited. We'll record a short voice memo when I'm there that we can bring back and post on air. That's like a short guest segment, if you will.
That sounds best.
Great.
Yeah. I feel like she and I are best friends.
I
know.
It's true.
Even though I've never met her.
She's the best human.
I love her.
I've known her for so long.
I know.
And it's all true. She is as wonderful as she seems. We've been to Vegas together 2 or 3 times.
That sounds great.
So
yeah. All right. But anyway, if you enjoy us, come join us in the chat room and, you know, throw us a review on iTunes. We appreciate
that'd
those
be great.
Too.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. And on that note,
happy brunch day.